When Sandy blew through our region, the record storm surge flooded basements and roads, knocked out water supplies, and forced water treatment plants to close. A week later, all is far from fixed. WNYC's Ilya Marets has this update on water. Let's start with drinking water. How many people are having problems, Ilya?
Well, it's about 50,000 in our area, 47,000 of those in New York State, and 35,000 of those are on Long Beach Island in the city of Long Beach. That in that town, the pump station was flooded and backup power was compromised, and they are still without water. They have a do not use order. So they're whatever water they drink, they have to bring in from off the island. Breezy Point, similarly in Queens, has a do not use order. In New Jersey, the problems are receding quite a bit more. There's about 3,000 people who have boil water orders. They're scattered throughout the state. For an accurate list, you can go to the New York State Department of Health website or the New Jersey DEP website, and we'll also link to that on WNYC.org.
And just to be clear, Breezy Point has a do not drink water order, but New York City's tap water is safe to drink.
That's right. Our upstate water supplies apparently did not suffer major damage from the storm. Now, many people in New York City have been reporting water outages or low pressure or problems like that. That may be due to lack of electricity, or it could have to do with other problems in the specific buildings. But the city says almost all water customers are hooked up, so they should be able to use their taps freely once the equipment is in place. Also, the Department of Health recently ordered buildings to empty and sanitize water towers. That's as a precautionary measure.
That's drinking water, but give me the latest update about the Hudson River and other streams and bays around New York City. How are they affected?
Well, you know, Sandy was the kind of megastorm that scientists have been theorizing about for many years. So it's really fascinating, actually, to look at what it did. And it was different from other kinds of storms. I talked today with John Lipscomb. He studies water quality for Riverkeeper. Last week, he was out in his survey boat along the Hudson River estuary, the East River, New York Harbor. And he found a lot less junk along the shoreline than would be typical for a normal storm.
It was a surprising day. And then, you know, once you get that data and you stand back and think about it, it actually kind of makes sense. I think a lot of the plastics, although they were floated off the land, they were then blown back on the other shore.
And once they're on shore, people can actually pick them up. That's considered sort of a good outcome. Also on the good news side of the ledger, Lipscomb tested water quality for toxins and bacteria. He found most of the waterways were actually pretty clean. Again, a surprise. His theory is that that huge storm surge just flushed everything out. It pushed things up and then it pulled it right back out to sea.
I remember speaking over the weekend during special coverage of the storm and its aftermath to somebody from Riverkeeper, and they were mentioning sewage treatment plants that were flooded during Sandy and went offline, dumping millions of gallons of sewage into the city's surrounding waterways. What's the latest update on that? All the city's treatment plants are back online, but there's a problem in New Jersey, correct?
Yeah, that's right. The fifth largest water treatment plant in the nation, the Passaic Valley Sewerage Plant, it's off I-95 near Newark Airport. It is currently dumping 250 million gallons of sewage into the Passaic River.
A day?
A day. Had been raw. Now it's slightly treated, partly treated. But they don't know when it can be fixed, and that's a very big plant. Also, a little downstream, as you know, last week there was a fuel oil spill, actually a diesel spill in the Arthur Kill as a result of a rupture to a tank. The storm surge was just so unusual. It reached its fingers into so many places that it hadn't been before. There's just a lot that we still don't know about its effects, and the environmental advocates I've talked about say they really want a detailed study. They want to know what's getting into people's basements, what's getting into people's businesses, because that surge just pushed a lot of things up in there.
WNYC's Ilya Marets, thanks so much.
Thank you.